All righty.
Okay. I am Todd Bramwell, Board Chair for the Health Facility Administrator Licensing Board. I would like to call this meeting of the Health Facility Administrators Licensing Board to order. It is now 9:01 a.m. on August 22nd, 2023. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance: Todd Bramwell, Chairperson, Joshua Newby, Jared Swain, and Pete Ziegler. The following board member is absent: Mari Giles. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Bobby Loy, Bureau Manager, and Tanisha Lutz, Board Secretary. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to identify yourself before speaking. Please pronounce yourself each time you speak. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, at this time we ask that all attendees to mute their phones. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. And now let us proceed with the agenda.
Mr. Chair, can you also just put on record, we have Bradley Miller. She is also with the division. She's one of our licensing specialists. She's here with us today.
Hello. And
hi, Riley. How do I spell your name? And I will write it in here.
Yeah, it's B-R-Y-L-E-E.
And Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R?
Yes, that's correct.
And licensing specialist. Okay, great.
All righty. So since everybody is electronic, we don't have to worry about the signing of the per diem.
So correct.
We actually, so that Josh can officially vote, we actually need to do his oath of office before we do the approval of the last minutes. So Josh, do you have the oath of office that Tanisha hopefully sent over to you in front of you?
I can pull it up real quick. Give me just a second.
I can also resend it if you need me to.
Do you want to resend it real quick? I'm flipping through my emails real quick. If it's easier for you to send it over, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no worries. Let me go ahead and do that right now.
You know, I've got it right here. I've got a paper version of it in my desk right here.
Okay. So normally if we were all in person, we would have you raise your right hand and repeat after me. But since we're virtual, if you would just raise your right hand and read the statement of oath of office, please.
Okay. Joshua Newby, having been appointed as a member of the Health Facility Administrator Licensing Board, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you so much, and welcome to the board.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
On that note, we do still need some paperwork for a few people. So, Joshua, we do still need information for you. So if you can look through your emails and get the paperwork sent out by Carol Inglesby. She still does need that from you. And then we also need information to finish the per diem for a couple of others. It is, let me just find. All right. Pete and Mari, we still need payroll paperwork for you guys as well. So if you guys can get that as well to Carol Inglesby, we can finish up everything for the per diems.
And actually almost there in person. Would it work if I did that today before I left?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. See you soon. Thanks.
All right, Mr. Chair, can proceed.
Okay. The minutes for the last meeting, which was held August 23rd of 2022. Everyone should have gotten a copy of these, and I would make a motion to accept those meeting minutes as sent out.
So moved.
Any opposition to that? All in favor of accepting those minutes, please say aye.
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 Okay, we have everybody approved and present. Okay. Let's see. The only other thing, the board chair yearly appointment. Anything we need to do there?
Since you're at the end of your term and you're not able to be reappointed because of the 8-year rule, we do need someone to be nominated and voted in for the new chairperson, please.
Okay. So we would take a motion to nominate someone to be the chair for the new, for the Board of Health Facility Administrators.
I nominate Pete.
Pete, would you accept that nomination?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye. Or is there anyone else interested or to be nominated? Okay, all in favor of Pete, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And by unanimous vote, Pete, you're the new board chair for the Health Facility Administrator Licensing Board. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the question I have is, can I still serve as a member of the board or do I have to resign completely? I wasn't sure on that.
So you can remain on the board until the end of this calendar year or until a new appointment is made by the governor's office, whichever comes first. Okay. So you can still, of course, we don't have any more meetings before the end of this year, but if we do have any that we need to call, then you could still be on the board if we haven't gotten a new appointment.
Okay, great. I had read that in the rule of wonders.
Yeah, so. And we do have other professions where we have public member seats, so across the division. So if you're interested in being a public member on any of our other boards, just let Carol Inglesby know that you have an interest in that. And okay. She can, if we have any public member seats open, she can see about having you appointed for that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be fine doing that. Happy to help and serve.
Thank you.
I am not aware of any other items that we need to discuss.
So from the division standpoint, the other thing is the yearly open to public meeting training that has to be completed. I believe everyone except for Josh has completed that. So Josh, if you could complete that before the end of the month and let Tanisha know, that would be great. It is a yearly requirement that we have all of our boards do that training. If you need her to resend you the link, we can have her resend you the link for the training.
Is that just the little video with the quiz?
Yes, it's like a 10-minute video.
Yeah, I submitted that last week. I thought I had replied and said I completed it.
Okay. Can you check on that with Kim or Jenna? Okay, so we'll check on that just to make sure.
Yeah, I did do that quiz last week, so.
Okay, thank you. So that would be everybody then. Yeah.
Okay.
So our next meeting's not till February of 2024.
Correct.
And
being that there's no other items that we need to discuss or be made aware of, I would move then that we adjourn this meeting. The time is now 9:10. All in favor, say aye.
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 And didn't hear Pete, but she did.
Aye.
Okay, great. Thanks. So it's unanimous. And thank you. It's been a pleasure serving on the board and as the board chair, and look forward to you guys moving forward continually.
Thank you. We appreciate your service. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. No problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll now adjourn. And Tanisha.